From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has offered to engage in direct talks with North Korea without precondition, an apparent departure from past policy of talks that would only follow denuclearization.
So we need the DPRK to come to the table for talks. We're ready to talk anytime they'd like to talk. But they have to come to the table, and they have to come to the table with a view that they do want to make a different choice.
Tillerson maintained the U.S. cannot tolerate a nuclear-armed North Korea, said there would first have to be a period of quiet without nuclear and missile testing. Stephen Norper, senior director of the New York-based Korea Society, called the statement long overdue and a step toward resolving tensions.
For the United States to basically be in the position of saying that it's willing to come to the table and talk without those preconditions on North Korea means that negotiations much more likely. The prior situation, less so if it meant that they had to give that up as part of the precondition to come to the table. At this point, the United States is saying, come and we'll talk from there.
It's not clear if Tillerson's statement is backed by President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, UN Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman, who met with senior North Korean officials, said they did not offer any commitment to talk, but left, in his words, the door ajar. Liberia will hold a delayed second-round presidential election December 26th. Former football star George Weah will face Vice President Joseph Boakai in a poll that was held up for weeks by a court challenge by Charles Brumskine and his Liberty Party, who came in third and was eliminated. The court dismissed the complaint that fraud undermined the result of October's first round. The winner will replace term-limited President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in the country's first peaceful democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. This is VOA News.